We are starting the Masechta, Masechta's Midos. It's only four black Masechta's Midos. And we're starting from Lamed Aleph, Aleph, beginning of the Mishnah. It's all Mishnahis, Masechta's Midos. Zok the Mishnah. V'shloishim v'koyim v'yisei kahanim v'shoyim v'yisei mikdash. There are three spots where the kahanim do the shmira. Like we learned in Masechta's Talmud, that the kahanim watched the v'yisei mikdash, and Levim watched the v'yisei mikdash. And it was, the shmira is, of course, not for worrying about anyone stealing or anything like that, because Beis Mikdash does not need anyone to watch it. It's out covered, it's honor, and it's there's a kosher that it needs a Shemira. Now, and most of Rishayim learned that the Shemira was Dafka at night. The Shemira happened at night. So three places the Kahanim watched in the Beis Mikdash, what are the three places? Beis Haftinus, that's one of the doors and rooms that are on the left side of the Beis Mikdash when you're facing the Heichal. And the other two are Beis Hanitzot, which are all in the front right of Beis HaMoikad. That's on the right side, parallel to the Mizbeach, it's called the Beis HaMoikad. That's a room with a kippah, with a dome. And there are different rooms in that room, Beis HaMoikad. We'll learn about that soon. So that's the three places where the Kahanim watched. The door of the Beis HaAftinos, Beis HaNitzos, and Beis HaMoikad. Ba'alviyim Be'esavar Echamakim. The Leviyim watched in 21 places. What are the 21 places? Chamisha, Chamisha Shari Abayis, Harabayis. The Harabayis had a wall around it. And inside the wall, the area of the Har HaBayis was 500 square amas. And in the Har HaBayis, there was also the Beis HaMikdash. So the Har HaBayis, the wall around the Har HaBayis had five different doors. We'll learn about that soon. All five doors had a Levi watching it overnight, every night. The four corners of Har HaBayis also had Leviim watching. And they stood inside the walls. And if they had to sit, they could sit because it's not in the Azara. Chamisha, Chamisha Shari Azara. There are five Leviim on the five doors of the Azara. And the Gemara and Talmud discusses which five doors this was, because there was three doors on each side of the Azara, and then one Shari Nikner. So one of the pshat in the Gemara is that there was, out of the three doors, two of them were watched by Leviim. The middle one didn't have to be watched because they could both see the middle one. So there's two on each side and one by Shari Nikner, that's five. Chamisha, Chamisha Shari Azara. Arba al Arba Pinaseha, Rivachutz. And four on the four corners of the Azara, and they stood outside because if they had to sit, they couldn't sit in the Azara. In Shiva Azara, Elamachis, Bezdava Bavad. Bech Lishkas HaKarbon, one of the Leviim watched in Lishkas HaKarbon. Lishkas HaKarbon, one of the rooms that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Bech Lishkas HaPareichas, and one watched in the Lishkas HaPareichas. We're not sure where that Lishka was. And one more that stood behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's also got altogether 21. You have five in the Har HaBayis doors, four on the corners, that's nine. Another five on the doors of the Azara, that's 14. Another four on the corners is 18. And then Lishkas HaKarbon, Lishkas HaPareches, and Achari Beis HaKaparis, another three is 21. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. Ish Har HaBayis v'Mechaza al Kol Mishmor Mishmar. The one who's in charge of the Har HaBayis, there were different people who were in charge, and one of them was called the Ish Har HaBayis. He was in charge of all the Mishmaris. He used to walk around at night, Vavuka Yisdol Kalfanav, he had torches in front of him, Kol Mishmar, so he made any watchman doesn't stand up. Va'imer, loy, Ish Har HaBayis, Shalom Alecha, no, Shalom Alecha, Master, the Har HaBayis, Nikos Uyashan, it was clear he was sleeping. And Chayifta Makloy, he could hit him for sleeping on the job. Or he could even burn his clothing. Vahino Imrim, and the people who hear all the noise, they say, Makal Bazar, what's going on in Azara? And they answer, Koil Ben Levi, Loika, Ben Levi is getting Malchus of God and Seraphim, and his clothing getting burnt. Shiyoshan Layal Mishmari is sleeping on his job. My uncle was one of them caught, Yashan sleeping, but Sarf was Ksusay, and they burnt his clothing. And the Shail is, well, what's the Chiddush? So the Chiddush, even though he's a big tzaddik, still they did it. Even if someone was a big tzaddik, they still, if he even was an oinus, he fell asleep on the job, still the locha is he got the oinus. So the Mishnah Vayta, Chamisha Shorim Hoyu Lahar HaBayis. There were five doors on the Har HaBayis. Shnei Shari Chulda Min Adarim. On the south side, where most of the people lived, on the south side of the Har HaBayis, there were two doors. And it was called Shari Chulda, because Chulda HaNavi used to sit between those two doors, therefore it's called Shari Chulda. Misham Shem Knisa V'Yitzia. That was the main entrance into the Har HaBayis, and the main way to get out, in and out. Kipoinis bin Amayrev. On the western side, which will be these days the Kaisal Maravi, the door there was called Shari Kipoinis. And Kipoinis comes from the word of Kipi, which means like a yarmulke, like a something on, it's the top, it's the Rosh, because that's where the Kodesh Kedoshim was closest to that, and Nus means it was a short door. That's what's called Shari Kipoinis. Shari Kipoinis bin Amayrev. Meshamesh Kedusha V'Yetzia also can be used as a going in and out. Teddy Minat Safin. There was a door called the Shar HaTeddy Minat Safin, Toddy. And Lo Yemeshamesh Klum. That you didn't use for anything. It was not usable, that door. It didn't go to anything. No one really lived on that side of the Harabayas, and therefore they didn't really have to use that door. And actually we'll see it was a different shape also, that door. And the reason why it's called Toddy is because it's a Targum word for something that's private. And it's like a Shara Tznias. That's why it's called Shara Toddy. Shara Mizrahi. And on the eastern side, the door there, this was facing the Ezes Nashim, Alav Shushan Habira. That door, on top of it, had a little room, and that room had a picture in it of Shushan Habira. Shushan Habira Tzura. And that door was used by Kohen Gadol to serve as a parah of a Chol Mesadel Yitzma Har Mishcha. When they went to make the parah Aduma, the Kohen Gadol and all the people involved in the parah Aduma walked out of that door straight onto Har HaZeisim. They had like this bridge that went straight from that door, and it was basically Shar HaShushan, over to the Har HaZeisim. So like it's the opposite wall of the Kohen Maravi. The other wall, the Kohen HaMizrahi, that was near the Har HaZeisim. And why they put the picture of Shushan HaBira on this door? So it's Mechalikas HaMarayim de Gemara. One says that the reason is because they should know where they came from, and they have to give Haidah to Hashem to save them from the Ma'is HaPurim. And the other one is that they should have Amos Malchus Aleim. Malchus Paras was the king, were the kings then, they should have the Amos Malchus on them. Zokta Mishnah Vayda, new Mishnah. Shivash Aram Hayiv Azara. The Azara had seven doors. Shloisha V'Tzafen, three on the north side. Tzafen is facing the Heichals to the right. V'Shloisha V'Darim, and three on the left side, which is the south side. V'Echav Mizrach, and one on the east side is when you walk in. Shivadarim and Adarim, one was called Shara Delek. The next one, Shenilai Sharha. Carbon is our Girsa, but really it should be Sharha Bechayres. That should be the Girsa. The next one is Shara Bechayres. That's what he brought in the Bechayres to Shech Nazara. And Shlishiloi is Sharha Mayim. That was called the Sharna Mayim. The more later on we'll talk about why it's called Sharha Mayim. Actually, Shaychas Tesukas. Shara Mizrach on the eastern side is called Shara Nikner. Everyone knows Shara Nikner because of the Maisa with Nikner, with the Nace with his doors when he brought on the boat. The Shtei Lishka is Hayuloi. And next to Shara Nikner are two little rooms inside. Hayuloi, Achas Vina, one on the right side, Achas Vina, one on the left side. Achas Lishka is Pinchas HaMavish. One was called Lishka is Pinchas HaMavish. That's where they kept a lot of the clothing, bring the kuna. Ve'echad lishkas oisa chavitim. That's where they made the chavitim. They made the carbon mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought every day, called the chavitim. That's where they made it in that room. So that's already, we have the left side, the south side. And now we're going to Shevet Zafin. Shevet Zafin, the doors were Shar HaNitzutz. That's the first door way to the front right. And there they had a little chsadra, like an open room with something on top of it. Like we learned in Masechtas Talmud. There was upstairs on top of that. Shakahanim Shemir Lamailam. The Kahanim Shemir on top. Lavim Lamata. Lavim are on the bottom. Upesachoy Lelechel had a door to the chel. So that's the first shar. Shar Nitzas. Shein LaShar Carbon. The second one's called Shar Carbon. That's the second shar on that side, called the Shar HaKarbon. That's where he brought the Kabbanis in. That are Kodesh Kedoshim, that they have to make a shechita on itself, and they brought it in that door. That's called Shar HaKarbon. And the next door, Shlish Lo Beis HaMaika. The next one was the Beis HaMaika, which was a lot going on there, like learning the next Mishnah. The next door was the Beis HaMaika. That's the third Shar on the right side. Now, Abba Lishko is Hoya Beis HaMaika. In the Beis HaMaika itself, there were four little rooms. You get tiniest psuchas of track, like little small rooms open to a big room. The Beis HaMaika was the big room, big hallway. And like four small rooms surrounded in the corners. Shtayim b'kaidish, two in the kaidish, shtayim b'chayel, because this Beis HaMaikid was halfway built in the kaidish, you know, in the Azara, and halfway built outside the Azara. It was on the right side, so half of it was inside the Azara, half outside. So two of the rooms were inside the kaidish, and two were outside. V'rosh, so how do you know in Beis HaMikdash where you are, if you're in the Kodesh or out of the Kodesh, and the big difference if you like to sit down there. So v'rosh is pishpishim mavdom and kodesh l'chol. On the wall, there was these beams sticking out, and that was a simen where it's chol and where it's kodesh. With a beam sticking out of the room end, that's where starts the kodesh. What were the rooms for? Maravas Dereim is corner, which was the southwestern corner. That's like if you are facing, you're sitting in the base of Mikra and there's a door going towards the Azara, so it's the right corner in the front, right near the Azara. So that room was Lishkus HaKarbon. It's called Lishkus HaKarbon. That's where they kept the karbonos that were checked, pre-checked. That's where they kept them over there. Lishkus Tloya HaKarbon. That's where they kept the little sheep for the Tamid that were checked already. The Ramis Mizrachis. The Ramis Mizrachis, that means the opposite corner in the front near the Azar, but to the left. Here's Lishkus Lechem Aponim. That was the place where they made Lechem Aponim, in that room. That's the Mishpachas Beis Garmu. That's where they made the dough and they baked lechem upon him every Erev Shabbos. Mizrachas Tzfanis Balgons Beinei Chashmonias Avnei Mizbeach. The next corner, you know, to the back left, the left that's outside the Beis Hamikdash, that's where the Bnei Chashmonai, when they came, in the Yevonim, they brought the Avodah Zarah on the Mizbeach. So they, when they came, the Maisa Chanukah fixed up the Beis Hamikdash, they rebuilt the Mizbeach and they took the old stones. And they buried them here in this room. That the Malchay Yavan made it disgusting. Then in the other corner, other back corner, towards the Chayal and towards the right, that room was the room that if someone became Tomei, they went down steps underground to be Tovel. And in that room, there was actually a fire to dry up. So that was a room where the Yodin Vesatvila.